Hey Supers! Welcome to the Kelly Talks Social Podcast, a place where I talk about all things social media, especially Instagram, entrepreneurship, and mindset that includes actionable tips and strategies. I'm your host, Kelly, a content marketing coach, entrepreneur, former beauty salon owner, and a chocolate lover. My sole purpose is to help you enjoy freedom in business and in life. If you're ready to be a superpreneur, then let's do this. So you want to learn how to be more confident on camera to create video content for your business. I'm going to show you exactly how you can do that. First off, I am a self-professed introvert. So hello, introverts. I'm actually really shy, and especially at social interactions. So you won't actually find me at any networking events. And even if you do, I am that person who would actually be in the front row, but at the corner, because I don't want to be the center of attention. So I won't sit right in the middle at the front. But on video, you would see all of my confidence shine through the lens. And that's because I've been practicing some key steps, and I'm about to share them with you. In today's interconnected world, video has become a very powerful medium for people to express themselves, share their stories, and engage with their audiences online. The ability to exude confidence on camera is an invaluable skill that can transform your presence and impact. You can also build trust and credibility. Confidence shows trustworthiness and credibility. So when you appear confident on camera, your audience is more likely to believe in what you say as an expert in your niche. This makes your video content more enjoyable and relatable as well. I get it. As an introvert, you get camera shy. And it's perfectly normal because I'm camera shy too, but it doesn't appear that way because I have followed the steps and practiced them what I'm about to share with you in this video. And so I get it. When it comes to being on camera, you tend to shy away because the camera's focus is on you. And of course, you don't like to be the center of attention because you can see the lens focusing right on you. And this can be daunting and it can be scary. And this leads to you avoiding being on camera and can also lead to being less confident on camera. Then this leads to self-criticism. And I know you want to look perfect on camera, but of course, progress over perfection, because you want progress. You want to be able to appear confident on camera. You don't want perfection to stop you from avoiding being on camera. And also, I understand the fear of making mistakes, but hey, we're all human. Even I make mistakes too on video. And so if you're doing a pre-recorded video, know that you can still edit your video and take out the parts where you don't want to show the world. And if you're doing live videos, we're all human. It's okay to make mistakes. In fact, it makes you more you. It shows the authentic self. I mean, we're all humans. We're not robots. We're definitely going to make mistakes along the way. So it's perfectly okay. And if you're doing a pre-recorded video, you can use this video clips as bloopers. It makes it even more interesting to see what it's really like behind the camera. I get it. It can be energy draining. For me, when I'm out at social interactions, I am energetically drained by the time I come home. And I definitely need some solitude and just being alone for a bit in order to regain that energy. And I know that it can happen when it comes to being on video as well. And especially being on video for a long period of time. But there are definitely ways to combat this to stop the fear of being on video. Now let's dive into the key elements that has helped me gain confidence being on video. Let's start off with planning first. Now, confidence comes from knowing what to do. So before you start creating a video, you need to know what sort of content you want to put out there. So you want to plan out your content ideas and start researching and brainstorm the topics that you want to share with your audience. And of course, it has to be relevant. So once you have those ideas down, then you want to write a simple video script for each and every idea that you have. Because a script can actually guide you what to say on camera. Now, it doesn't have to be long. It's just in simple dotted points for you to remember what to say on video. So it kind of guides you along the way when you are recording your video in a very structured manner as to what you want to say to your audience. So a video script can be as simple as having an introduction, 1 to 2 points of what you want to share with your audience, a call to action because you want them to do something at the end of the video, and then a conclusion. So it's just like being in primary school or high school all over again, writing an essay where you have an introduction, you have the body, and then you have the conclusion. But when it comes to social media, you definitely want to include a call to action. So the next one is preparing the space for recording your video content. So find a space that you feel comfortable recording. So it can be around your house, it can be in your home office, or even in nature. When you are walking, in the car, anywhere, as long as you feel comfortable. Then you want to set up your equipment. Now, here's the thing. I would love to remind you that you don't need any fancy equipment. So if you have a smartphone, that is more than good enough. Perhaps you can invest in buying a little ring light that you can put on top of your phone or wherever that you can place it, just so that your video is not looking dark. So that's one way. And if you have additional equipment like your camera and some lighting, a ring light, then go ahead, use that. So you really don't need any fancy equipment. It can be as simple as possible. So don't let the fear of having to invest in fancy equipment in order to be able to produce or create video content, because you don't want an overly produced video content. You want it to be as natural as possible. Then you want to familiarize yourself with the equipment that you have. Play around with the camera settings or play around with your phone settings to see which is the best one to create a reasonably good video. Then you want to start practicing using the equipment that you have selected to do so. So when it comes to recording, you want to start practicing. So for example, you can take your phone and start just practicing, record it, and see if all of the settings are working well, so that when you get down into the deep work of recording your video content, you already know what to do. Moving on, you want to practice in front of the mirror. So you want to practice speaking confidently and clearly in front of the camera, and also get used to seeing yourself on screen. Hey, I get it. It is awkward just looking at yourself in the mirror and just talking to no one. But the one thing that I can share with you to get you across the bridge is to just pretend that you're talking to your best friend in the mirror, or you're talking to anyone that you feel comfortable with in the mirror. So get your imagination going if you feel like it is the most awkward thing to do to practice in front of the mirror. Now, when practicing in front of the mirror, observe your body and facial expressions. It can be very important, especially when you're trying to communicate your message on camera. And sometimes I know that I'm actually really smiling inside, but on camera, I am not smiling. And sometimes I do tend to forget that because, you know, we are trying to communicate a message on screen, and at the same time, we're being ourselves, and we forget that what the audience see is what they perceive. So we want to be able to show that on screen and observe all of the body language and facial expressions. So if there is a need to improve on that, then do that. Now, always remember this, that practice makes progress and not practice makes perfect. Like, I know there is a saying out there that practice makes perfect, but it is perfection that really holds you back from publishing video content for your business. So remember, practice makes progress. Next is start with small steps. So you can begin recording a short video for personal use. So say, for example, you can take your smartphone and say something like this: "Hey, I'm Kelly." So that is a way of practicing short videos just so that you can get comfortable in front of the camera. And as time goes by, you can gradually increase the length and the complexity of the video. So say, for example, just now you started off with one sentence, you can now add on 2 sentences. So, "Hey, I'm Kelly, and I am a content marketing coach who helps business owners create simple content to effectively market their business online." So it is that simple by implementing small steps. So next is to visualize success. Imagine yourself being super confident and comfortable on camera. So this really allows you to experience the success and achievement mentally before it happens in reality. So this builds a sense of belief in your abilities. It is also a powerful tool and technique to focus on positive outcomes so that you actually really believe in yourself that you can overcome the fear of being on camera and have that confidence in you. Ready to start creating short form video content for your business but don't know what to post? I have created an epic download for you. It's called Video Marketing Magic, 77 content ideas to attract your ideal clients and skyrocket your coaching business. I'll leave the link in the description below. Next is bring on the big energy and vibes. Start with practicing deep breathing exercises just to calm your nerves down. So you can start by inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. So it goes something like this. You go. Do it a couple of times and you'll notice that energy shift in you and in your body. And the next thing you can do is to listen to your favorite upbeat music. So it can be music with some beats or it can be music with lyrics and you can sing on top of your lungs like no one is watching. And you'll notice as well that the vibes you are bringing into the world is just, oh my gosh, amazing. And if you like to move your body instead, you can do that. So you can dance, you can exercise, you can do a workout. It's really entirely up to you. Or if you don't like to dance and you just want to do a quick workout, here's my tip. Do some jumping jacks. It will help move your blood flow within the body and increase your heart rate within seconds. So this is really helpful. I do jumping jacks all the time before recording a video or before presenting a live video. Boosting your energy levels and bringing on the vibes is the key to creating engaging videos. Next is to embrace your authentic self. Now, I have this very simple advice for you. You do you. You don't have to be anyone else but yourself. And it's also important to understand that being genuine and authentic is far better than being that perfect person on video. Embrace your unique personality and let it shine through the camera. So for me, I love talking with my hands and there are going to be some people who's going to like it and some's going to not like it. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with some who's going to like me and some who don't, and that is fine. Next is having an object that makes you feel powerful. And when you feel powerful, confidence in you naturally comes up. And so think about it, it can be a color. So for example, my signature color is pink. And so in some way, shape or form, I will be wearing pink. So it could be my lipstick, it could be my nails, it could even be my top. And for my YouTube videos, I have my signature top on, which is this floral pink top. So it can be a color or it can also be a prop. So think about a prop that will make you feel super powerful. It can be your earrings, it can be a pair of glasses, because sometimes a pair of glasses, even though it's just a regular pair of glasses, it can make you feel super confident because it brings out the authority in you, just like how a lecturer, like there is a perception of, you know, lecturers wearing their glasses makes them feel like the expert on the stage. And so you could feel super confident with even a pair of glasses when you put it on. It's just like how Superman wears his cape. So think about a color or a prop that will allow you to step into the zone of confidence. Then you want to seek support and feedback. You can share your videos with some of your closest friends or family and get some constructive feedback. Then once you have created your video, you can get feedback and support from your family and friends. So you want to show them your video and just get some constructive feedback on how you can improve and also allow you to feel confident, especially when there's positive review and feedback. And if you don't want to share this with your family and friends, then perhaps you can look at the communities that you are a part of or memberships. I have a marketing support group and I'm part of a few memberships. So anytime that I would love their thoughts and insights on something, not just a video, I would share it with them as long as you feel comfortable. Then gradually increase your exposure. So if you're not ready to publish your video content into the world, what I can suggest for you to do is to create a secret account and make it private. So it feels as if that you are showing it and publishing it to the world, but not really. It is just getting you into the zone of being comfortable that your videos are out there online, even though no one can see this. So you can start with doing that first. And if you're ready to start sharing videos with an audience or a platform, then you can turn to your membership, your communities, or even a support group that you're already part of. Then once you're comfortable sharing with your family and friends, memberships and communities that you're part of, then it's time to take it to the next level and publish it onto the social media platforms that you're on. Now it's time to celebrate your achievement. It is a huge accomplishment to just publish your videos online. Give yourself a pat on the shoulder, a pat on the back, or a hug just to acknowledge the accomplishment, achievement, and the progress that you have made for being on camera. Now, give yourself credit for stepping outside of your comfort zone and growing in confidence. And I always say, the magic happens outside of your comfort zone. And there you have it. The 11 key steps on how to be confident on camera, even as an introvert. And I encourage you to start implementing the key steps. And I promise you, in no time, you'll be creating video content for your business with confidence. I'll see you in my next video.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly Talks Social Podcast, brought to you by my free download, Video Marketing Magic, 77 video content ideas to attract clients and skyrocket your coaching business. I'll leave the link in the show notes below. Now, don't forget to take a few seconds to leave me a review and subscribe so that you'll be the first to get notified. And remember, you are super in every way.